The book of Isaiah is a long book, 66 chapters, long chapters, and it's not very easily understood, especially for people like me. So I have chosen these few verses because by reading at verse, looking at verse 8, saying, "Oh, you Israel, you are my servant. Oh, Jacob, you whom I have chosen. Descendants of Abraham, my friend." And the question that came to my mind and what affected me is that choosing of God, chosen by God, that He chose us, how much that means to me. How serious do I take God choosing me? Book of Isaiah was written at the times of the kings. I have heard it from my brother for many times that it's the oldest book, the books that came before or after. And the kings that we read that when he existed on the earth was Uzziah, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, then Hezekiah his son. Four kings that ruled Judah in Jerusalem. And on the other side, in Israel, up north, there were kings also changing. There many kings changed. Many kings came, many kings went. And the book was written by Isaiah for us to read as well. And it is written at the time when Israel has turned their back on God. It's written when people has rebelled against God. It's written for a purpose that they would turn to God. It starts with, the book starts with the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, concerning Judah and Jerusalem. I'm reading chapter 1. Which he saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. Four kings came in the time of Isaiah. And this verse 1, four kings, lasted 113 years. Uzziah reigned for 52 years. He was 16 when he took the throne. His son Jotham, he was 25 when he took the throne. He reigned for 16 years. Ahaz, he sat on the throne at the age of 20 for 16 years. Hezekiah was 25. He reigned for 29 years. And that all adds up to 113 years. All that time, Isaiah saw the rebellious, the sin of Israel. This is what he said in verse 2 and 3 of chapter 1. "Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth. For the Lord speaks, sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me." God is talking, God is speaking for the people, to the people of Israel. He says, "You are my sons, I have reared you, I brought you up, but what you've done, you revolted, you turned against me." Then in verse 3 he says, "An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. So when I was reading 41, came to verse 8, it says, O you Israel, Jacob, and then Abraham. The thing that came for me to speak is God's choosing. God chose Israel. He chose Jacob. He's talking to, God is saying about the nation of Israel, Jacob, whom he chosen, and then the descendants of Abraham, my friend. As you know, Jacob, he was a deceiver. The name means a deceiver. And when he wrestled with God, his name was changed to Israel. And then he says, descendants of Abraham, my friend. And you know how Abraham was chosen by God. God called Abraham when he was with his family, told him to leave your father's house, leave your relatives and everybody, and go to the land that I will show you. And then he made a promise, and he said, I will make a great nation of you. Those who bless you, I will bless you. Those who curse you, I will curse you. In the life of Jacob, and you know how many years that he was with his uncle, Laban, and because he loved Rachel. And he stayed there for 7 years after 7 years, and then all the promises that you can read. In the same manner, when the Lord Jesus Christ came into our lives, he chose us. We did not choose him. We so often say, I come to the Lord in 1980 or 1979 or 1960 or 92. It wasn't us who came to Jesus. Jesus came to us. He's choosing of us. And that was on my heart, that Jesus chose us. How much real is that to you and to me? See, this morning, Judgy said that reading the word is not enough on its own. It's the actual doing of it, living it out. God chose you and me when we were not worthy to be chosen. It was God himself who sent the Lord Jesus Christ to seek and save that was lost. You was lost. I was lost. I was blind. You was blind. We didn't know where we were going. We were happy in our religion. We were happy in our families. We were happy doing overtime, double shift. We were happy buying good cars. We were happy buying big houses. That was not enough. But Jesus came for us, for the real reason is to bring salvation to you and to me and to us. When he says, Oh, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I've chosen, descendants of Abraham, my friend. We can hide so many things that we think that God doesn't see, God doesn't know. He sees everything. He is our friend. We are descendants of Abraham because he took the first step, made us into his children, made us his family, part of his family. He has taken us. Abraham became his friend. Do you remember when Abraham, God, came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? You all know that story. When God was faced towards Sodom and Gomorrah, looked towards it and was going towards the cities, Abraham followed. Then God said to himself, "Shall I hide from Abraham? Shall I hide from what I'm about to do to Abraham, to the cities from Abraham?" He says, "No, I'm not going to hide. I'm going to tell him." God told him. The other thing God said was that because he, through him, the nations going to be blessed. Because he's my friend. God told him what he was going to do. God has chosen us. He had mercy on us. And we too can be God's friend. Sometimes, you know, when we in our daily life, we don't take our choosing God, Jesus, very seriously. Get up, you know, my granddaughter, when I used to pick them up from school on Fridays, first thing they asked me, Leah asked me, "Babaji, granddad, what did you do today?" Every time I pick them up, even now, now and then I pick them up. If Leah didn't ask, Ria asks, "Babaji, granddad, what did you do today?" "Oh, I got up in the morning, had a cup of tea, sat there, I got up this early, I prayed, I went back to bed, I got up 8:30, I had something to eat." "Stop. Well, what else did you do, granddad?" "Oh, I did this, I did that." "Oh, what else did you?" "Oh, made your BB something to eat, put the TV on to watch news, put the computer on. That's it. Had a walk in the garden. What else? Oh yeah, I read my Bible." The day I don't read the Bible, I feel ashamed when she asks, because I have to skip that part. She doesn't say anything. She just asks. In the same manner, what is our life as Christians? So the real question is, God has chosen us, what we are to do. What we are to do. We are, like this morning, we heard, doing something, not just reading the Bible. We can read the Bible from one end to the other and just pick up nothing and then carry on. And you can say to myself, or you can say to yourself, "I read my Bible." Choosing of you and me, God, by God, is so precious, so expensive. It cost God's Son his life. Choosing of you isn't easy. It can be easy. God just chose you. It isn't that. Jesus Christ had to go so much suffering. He had to take yours and my humiliation, shame on himself. He was slapped. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He was wild. He was swore at. All that. He took that on my behalf, on your behalf. And that is the reason that we are here today. That he took the first step to choose you and me. And that was on my heart to share with you today. And the other thing is, verse 10 and 13. The fear that we face every day, fear of someone finding out Oh, Bible, I have read my Bible. I'll be shamed. Fear of walking on the road. Fear of being attacked. Fear of getting run by a car. We have all sorts of fears. We have dreams that scare us so much. We have fears. We had fears of coronavirus for 2.5 years. Some are still housebound, but they don't want to go out. Some of us, like me and some of brothers and sisters there, still wearing masks because we are still afraid of catching the disease because of our ill health. Fear is all around. Danger is all around. Now we have another threat upon our head. Everybody's mind. Putin and his threat of using the nuclear weapon. Another threat has come upon us is the chemical warfare that he might use in Ukraine, just like he used in Syria. But for you and me, we do not have to be fearful, because God, he himself came to us, and this is what he said. Verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. God has been telling us not to fear all through the Bible, from the beginning. God, in the book of Joshua, says to Joshua, as I have been with Moses, my servant, so shall I be with you. Only do not fear or be dismayed. God's promises are for you today, as well as it was then. They are fresh today as when they were given. God is with us. This verse 10 and 13, came in front of me about 4 weeks ago when I have my 2 grandchildren with me. And my wife, Kamaljit, she said, put a super book on for them. So I put the super book on, and this presenter came up with this verse 13. Because we all have fears. On there, on the program, as we kids and I was getting along with them, and she said, read the Bible, the verse, I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And I said, no, God says something like this, do not fear or be dismayed, I am with you. So then I looked at the verse. From that time onwards, this verse has been coming on my phone, verse 10 alongside, with so many people with WhatsApp, their status, their, I don't know, the screenshot or whatever. And I just, before I came this morning, I opened the phone and there was this verse again. And I thought, somebody's trying to tell me something here. But the real reason I'm sharing is this, that choosing of God is real. And he says to us, because of the fear that is upon us from Putin and the uproar that is happening in the world, if he fires the nuclear weapon, the West will do the same. And who's going to suffer? The ordinary people, just like the Ukrainians are suffering now. Out of the blue, he just went up there, saying, I'm not going to fire, I'm not going to attack. Then all of a sudden, he was surrounded. And the fear, God is saying to you, and God is saying to me, do not fear. Whatever we go through, whatever we are facing, you know, we face so many tragedies. Last year, a year before, a couple of years before. Through our lives, we all face tragedies. We all face dangers. Dangers on the road, dangers on there. Danger is here. If I step down, I might fall, might hit my head somewhere. Dangers all around. But God is even closer. He is closer than you and I can imagine, can think. He is within us by His Holy Spirit. God is the one who says to you, God is the one who says to me, do not fear. I will uphold you by your right hand. I used to take Rhea and Leah to the schools, pick them up from schools. I mean, most parents do the same, most grandparents do the same. Hold my finger, hold my hand. Why we do that? So they will not fall, hurt themselves. We want to keep them safe. God is much, much greater than you and I. He knows how to take care of us, how to keep us safe, how He does care for us, how much He cares for us. So in choosing us, what are we to do? We are to cling on to Him like this, hold Him. Just like our grandchildren, they come running to you, they hug you, they hold you, they embrace you, they cling onto your leg, they pull your leg's trousers down, they do all sorts. Why? Because they love you and you want to protect them too. God is not some person, just shrug Him off of. He's chosen us, that's it. We come to church because we want to. We want to hear His word, because we want to have fellowship with His children, His people, because we love Him. Daily life, we spend so much time, we only give God this much time. Even these bookmarkers tells us how much time we can spend, but we don't spend. God has chosen us for Himself, for us to be used for His glory. God is not mocked. He is a holy God. He is a mighty God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. You and I, we weren't worthy to come into His presence. Just like the centurion said, I'm over so many people, soldiers. I tell one to come and he comes, and one the other go. He says, you are not worthy to come under my roof because I'm a sinful person. And yet God choose to come into our lives. God choose to save me, to save you, because He loved us. We might not be big people, rich people, good people. Some of us are so scared. Even now, coming up here this evening, I was so scared, so fearful. Am I going to say the right thing? Am I going to say the wrong thing? But God is merciful. He's on the throne. Whether I said right, whether I said wrong, He knows, you know. But we are to be fearful of Him because He chose us. We didn't choose Him. He chose us. The other thing He tells us, not to worry. I will hold you by your right hand. I will hold you by my right hand that you will not fall. You will not be touched. But sometimes when things do happen, we don't know which way to turn. Just like Brother Shigara. Just like, well, all of us when Mahinda went. Just like my older brother went. Just like my son when he went. We don't know what to do. But even these tragedies, even in through these tragedies, He gives us peace. He gives us comfort through His word, through brothers. I mean, who hasn't had the tragedy? Everybody had his tragedy, one way or another. We are to trust God. We are to hold his hand like he holds our hand, we are not to fear, because we are fearful people. We fear that nothing should happen. But the inevitability is, what is going to happen is going to happen. Even in these through the tragedies, what's going to happen is going to happen. God is aware, because he is a king who is seated on the throne and is aware what is going on in your life, in my life, in the whole world. The only thing we can do is, like our brother said to the children, we can communicate with him through prayer, and he can communicate with us through his word, which he does. Amen.